Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Wind Down with Monique J podcast. It has been a very, very long time since I've recorded or did anything on my podcast, but I just wanted to come back. We made a few changes. Instead of being the weekly Wind Down and being an extension of our talk show, that is filmed and recorded on YouTube, we are going to take the podcast, not really in a different direction, but it will not be matching episodes to the video talk show. So this name of the podcast is now The Wind Down with Monique J. So again, I want to welcome you all. I am not going to have a guest. I am just going to talk about a few things that I think we all need to discuss. I think that women, especially women who are in business, women who are mothers, I don't even want to say single mothers, but just mothers who are business women, and the conflicts and the things that we encounter in trying to keep a business running, take care of our families, and if you're in a relationship, keep the person you're in a relationship with happy, and if you're not, find time to date and find someone to be in a relationship with. I think that this is a important topic because so many people think that they have the answers. So many people think that they have the solution to finding balance and finding a way to be happy in this particular situation. Now, I can speak to this situation because it is my life in this moment. I am an entrepreneur. I am a single parent. And I am, at this point, not in a relationship. And I have this question, or I have this conversation often as to the difficulties in finding time to make time to actually meet people and open yourself up for meeting people. And I have to be honest, I don't want to say that I'm not open to meeting people. And if there are any women who listen who are in the same position, definitely make sure that, first of all, you are able to comment on the podcast. But definitely let me know whether or not you find that as you move forward and as you continue to push forward towards, you know, being successful in your business, you know, raising your children or taking care of your family, that it kind of just becomes like white noise, in a sense, finding a relationship. So for as much as you want to have one, as much as you want to be in one, as you are pushing towards your purpose and trying to, you know, just be successful in the other things that you technically feel you have control of, you look up and you realize days and days and days are going by and you don't seem or appear to be open to, you know, meeting someone. I don't at all, you know, one, I always suggest to people, you definitely, you don't want to be looking. And I know I'm not looking, but I think sometimes that we misconstrue not looking for not being available. And it's a fine line between the two. It really is a fine line between the two, because you can look like you're not available because you're not looking. And but if you are like me and you have the utmost faith in God and trust in God, you know that when you are supposed to meet someone, that one that is for you, you will recognize them. They will recognize you. And you should be, I know I will be open as long as they are fulfilling to the things that are important to me. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she said, you be sure to be specific on what it is that you think you want and that are your non-negotiables. So I am going to suggest that to all my lady listeners who happen to be listening, as well as even men, if you're single, be sure to be specific. That is some great advice that my friend gave me, as well as be sure to write down what your non-negotiables are. I know for me, I definitely have to be with someone who believes in God, who works daily to be pleasing in the eye of God. That means not that they're perfect, but that they do recognize that there is a higher power, and they do recognize that in order to receive the blessings that there are, that they can receive in life, they have to be working to be pleasing to that higher power. That is something that is a non-negotiable for me, as well as they need to be hardworking. They need to be self-sufficient, which means that when I meet them, they definitely have to be able to maintain taking care of themselves and their own household, and not from paycheck to paycheck. They need to be in a position to where they are doing what I feel is important, which means able to provide for themselves as well as being able to have money where they're able to save and build a savings and things like that. Now, are people going to be honest when you ask those questions? Probably not, but it will come out. So that is important to me. Being honest is a non-negotiable for me. Being trustworthy is a non-negotiable for me. And they must be attractive to me. There are different things that are attractive to me. Sometimes people are very attractive, you know, looking, but have an ugly inside. And then there are some people who are, you know, maybe not so attractive looking, but they have a beautiful inside and they make me laugh. And the things that are attractive to me make them attractive to me. So that is something. And then understanding and being able to handle a woman who is confident, who is hardworking, who is self-sufficient as well as they are. They have to be able to handle somebody like that, because that is very hard a lot of times for men when they come into a situation where the woman is self-sufficient. For some reason, they think that that means the woman does not need them. They may not need you, or I may not need you to financially provide for me because I'm able to do it for myself. But that does not mean that I don't want you there for one, for security, for one, for protection, and for two, you know, to help, you know, in the providing area, because I do believe in old fashioned morals and the way God created it, as, you know, man should be the provider and the person who protects the home, protects the family. And, you know, of course, as a woman, and I'm going to work and I'm going to as provide and do things as well. But having been a person where it's been 100% on you because you don't have a choice, you are, most women who that is the situation, they are looking or they do want someone to come and, you know, lighten their load. And they don't want to have to be the man and the woman. You've only been the man and the woman because you had no choice. You had to do it. But when a woman knows and understands, as far as I'm concerned, her role, she doesn't have a problem putting down that hat that she's had to wear all the time up until she found a man who is worthy and able of taking that hat and wearing that hat and doing their job and doing it well. So I definitely, think that that's important. And for a man to just understand that, and there are several other things, but I am not going to continue along on this first video back. I'm not video, Lord, excuse me, guys. To this podcast recording back. I'm sure it's going to, spark a little bit of conversation. Hopefully it will spark, if you're someone and you're out here saying that you are wanting to be in a relationship, let me just say this. You need to make sure that you are where you want to be personally and individually, and you are happy with yourself, because that is one of the worst things, is to come together with someone and you're not happy with who you are, and you think that you need something from that other person to make you happy. You should not need someone else to make you happy. You should already be happy, and being with that person will enhance your happiness. But if you come to a relationship, if you come to a person as a half of a person or as an unhappy person, then you are generally dooming that relationship to be a half relationship and an unhappy relationship, because you are not coming to it prepared and in a place of happiness. So definitely, before you get out here and even say that you are ready, make sure that you are ready. And being ready means happy with who you are, where you're at, and all you need is the relationship to be the icing on the cake. Not to make the cake, as an ingredient to make the cake, but to be the icing on the cake, which means it just makes the cake that much better. So again, thank you everyone for tuning in. It has been a long time. I think it's been a few months, definitely 3 or 4 months before, since I've done a podcast. And I wanted to go ahead and come back, make that change. And remember, this is now The Wind Down with Monique J. I will have guests coming on, but I will also just be doing recordings that touch on subject matters that I think and deem that need to be discussed, and that can hopefully help grow those who listen. And it's The Wind Down, because I will always be found having a sip, usually of wine, but every now and then it may be of some other kind of beverage. But I would love for you, as you listen, to grab a glass of wine or your drink of choice, or that one little, drink that relaxes you. It could be a glass of water, lemonade, whatever your drink of choice is, and just wind down with me. Listen. Let me spark your interest. Let me and my guests spark your interest and hopefully grow you from listening to the podcast and listening to the recording. And I just want to thank you for listening. I ask that you definitely become one of my subscribers and share this recording and share the podcast if you deem it as something that could definitely help those that you know. So again, thank you so much for tuning in and listening in to The Wind Down with Monique J. God bless you. And as I always say, remain at peace and not in pieces.